just yesterday you were a part of me. I used to stand so tall, used to be so strong. Your arms around me tight, everything felt so right. Unbreakable, nothing could go wrong. Now I can't breathe, and I can't sleep. I'm barely hanging on. Here I am once again, just torn into pieces. Can't deny it, can't pretend. Just thought you were the one, broken up deep inside. You won't get to see those tears I cried behind these hazel eyes. I told you everything, open up and let you in. You made me feel alright once in my life. Now all that's left for me is what I pretend to be. So together, so broken up inside. Cause I can't. But you won't get to see those tears I cried behind these hazel eyes. Swallow me and spit me out. For hating you, I blame myself. Seeing you, it kills me now. Though I don't cry on the outside. You were the one broken up deep inside. But you won't get to taste those tears I cried behind these hazel eyes. Here I am once again, torn into pieces. Can't deny it, can't pretend. Just thought you were the one broken up deep inside. But you won't get to see those tears I cried.
As I'm sure you know, that was Kelly Clarkson's Behind These Hazel Eyes, and it welcomes you, and I welcome you, to Trio Season 5, Suite Number 7, which is the third in a series of three trios highlighting some of the influences on me and my music. This trio focuses on modern influences, and I really tried to go out of my way to pick things that were a little bit unpredictable for me to really show how my taste in music has branched out from sort of the female-centric singer-songwriters that I featured in my last trio, which was my teenage years. And, you know, in a way, Kelly Clarkson is different. In a way, she's the same. She's obviously a pop musician, and at the time, I would have completely turned my nose up at that. But by the same token, she also has a lot of co-write credits on her second album. She really made a point of participating in her writing. And, you know, I think that that's something that I've come to appreciate about pop artists, that you can be an artist in a popular idiom and still have control over your image and your writing and still be an artist. And I think that I really appreciate that Kelly Clarkson is trying to do that. And it's my own songs have definitely veered a little bit more pop in structure in the recent years. So Behind These Hazel Eyes actually fits in pretty well with those. So that's the first song. We're actually going to go in increasing obscurity this time, since the last trio was a little bit obscure. This next song is by Radiohead, and it's there's a lot of interesting Radiohead songs that work well on one acoustic guitar, but I really got into the rhythm of playing this, and I haven't quite found the perfect way to do it. I don't know if I'm there yet, but I'm pretty happy with this version of They're There. Thank you. I go walking in your landscape. Broken branches trip me as I speak. Just cause you feel it doesn't mean it's there. liked Radiohead. I think that when I was forming my tastes, they were sort of this be-all and end-all kind of band, and you know, not a woman, which was what I was interested in hearing at the time, were female singer-songwriters. But I think Radiohead is one of those bands, much like Tori Amos, where you have to just hear the right song at the right time to really get you interested. And then you open up to all the craft that's behind the songwriting. But, you know, craft can't convince you to like a song. Just because there's something really intricate going on in the background, you're not immediately drawn in. And so you still need something to draw you in. And there is definitely a song of theirs that has that power, although I got into them quite a while before that. So I have one more song for you, talking about increasing obscurity. This is actually from a musical of sorts. It's from Hedwig and the Angry Inch. And I don't like musicals. I just don't. And I remember I bought this for my roommate at the time, Erica, and I was all alone in the house, and I turned it on just to watch it, and I was just stunned. My jaw just hit the ground. And later I saw the live show, and again was just stunned by just how awesome it is and how it is truly a rock musical. And one of my great ambitions in life is to be Hedwig at some point. I guess I probably have like a 10 or 12 year shelf life on that ambition, but for just a moment I'm going to be him right now, because this is The Origin of Love from Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Thank you so much for listening and your patience through these influences trios. I'm going to be back with some original songs to close out National Blog Posting Month, and hopefully with many more trios to come after the month has ended. So without any further delay, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, Origin of Love. Still flat, and the clouds made a fire, the mountains stretched up to the sky, sometimes higher. Folks roamed the earth like big rolling kegs. They had two sets of arms, they had two sets of legs, they had two faces peering out of one giant head, so they could watch all around them while they talked, while they read, and they never knew nothing of love was before. The origin of love. Now there were three sexes, then one that looked like two men glued up back to back, of children of the sun. Shimmer and shaping earth were the children of the earth. They looked like two girls rolled up in one. And the children of the moon were like a fork shoved on a spoon. They were part son, part of part daughter, part son. Grew quite scared of our strength and defiance, and Thor said, I'm gonna all my hammer like I killed the giants. But Zeus said, no, you better let me use my lightning like scissors, like I cut the legs off the whales, dinosaurs into lizards. And then he grabbed up some bolts. He let out a laugh, said, I'm cutting right down the middle, gonna cut it right up in half. And the storm clouds gathered above into great balls of fire. And then fire shot down from the sky in bolts like shining blades of a knife. And it ripped right through the flesh of the children of the sun and the moon. To the belly, to our minds, to the price we pay. And Osiris and the gods of the Nile gathered up a big storm, the hurricane to scatter us away, a flood of wind and rain, sea tidal waves to wash us all away. And if we won't behave, they'll cut us down again, and we'll be walking around on one foot, looking through one eye. just splitting too. You were looking at me, I was looking at you. You're always so familiar, but I could not recognize that you had blood on your face. I had blood in my eyes, but I could swear by your expression the pain down in your soul was the same as the one down in mine. That's the pain, cuts a straight line down through the heart, and we caught it though. We wrapped around each other, trying to shove ourselves back together. We were making love, it was a cold dark evening such a long time ago, by the mighty hand of Joe. It was a sad story how we became lonely two late creatures. The story, the origin of love, that's the origin of love.